Obi retired last year after spending 42 years representing northern Wisconsin in Congress. He spoke about the recall election at a lecture this week in Washington, D.C., sponsored by the UW-Madison La Follette Institute of Public Affairs. He told the audience that Wisconsin politics are a reflection of the national polarization between progressive and conservative forces, with both sides unwilling to work for compromises.
We will have a chance to see whether or not the progressive coalition of Wisconsin is disciplined enough to not overreach. We'll have to see how effective the party apparatus is. We'll have to see how effective the labor is, other coalitions. And right now, I think the jury's out on everybody's effectiveness.
Obi blamed the increasing role of money in political campaigns for the problem. He says politicians are unwilling to seek compromises on things like spending and tax issues because they fear losing the support of wealthy campaign donors.
The American public has to elect people to office who are willing to compromise and willing to sit on and make deals with people who they detest, to reach agreement with somebody who you couldn't stand having a drink with. Can't just wish people were nicer.
Organizers of the recall have asked Obi to run for governor if the recall is successful. His response has been to suggest politicians who have a more statewide reputation, like Senator Herb Kohl or Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.